you gotta intentionally create a mental space where then you're gonna find it very easy to give grace, where you're gonna find it easy to show kindness to people. Because then we see that people plan to be rough ahead of time and people plan to be kind ahead of time. So both kindness and, you know, toughness, as you might like, are all basically a state of mind. Something very funny happened just today. I was expecting a parcel from a different city into my town. So now this guy that was offering me this courier service, we agreed to meet at the same point. And I told him to call me like 30 minutes before actually, you know, approaching that point that we agreed to meet at. So I actually went there quite ahead of time because I didn't want him to be the one to wait for me. So I stood there for quite some good time, only to get a call that, well, I'm in town, so you're gonna have to come into town to pick your parcel. And it's quite a distance from my place into town. And yeah, I just didn't appreciate the inconvenience. So I called him back and I asked him, yo, what is our agreement? Didn't you and I agree that you're going to find me at this spot? So why didn't you stop? Because I was standing there for some time. And this guy was very rude, you know. Couldn't be polite, he couldn't be apologetic about it. And I felt like he just pressed the wrong button, you know. So just right in the moment, you know, I was very furious, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, I told him stuff that, of course, might have offended him too, you know what I'm saying? And we sort of started exchanging words. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, this is not going anywhere. So, you know what, let me meet you in town. I'm going to hang up now. But I still wanted to be talking and whatnot. But I said, politely, I'm hanging up and I'll be in town in the next 5 minutes. I'm going to drive there. So that's how I managed to drive into town. And I found this guy. So while I was driving there, of course, I was very furious, you know, just having thoughts like, this is what I'm going to tell him, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll make sure I give him a piece of my brain, and I'll make sure he's going to regret having been the one to carry my parcel from the city into this town. You know, so I'm there driving and having these thoughts, and I'm very furious. So I actually called my sister, told her about it. So like, I know, just relax, you know. And just as I was approaching town, I just started feeling, you know, like, cool. Okay. I called this dude. So where exactly are you at? He sent me his location and I got there. But I made sure that as I was walking there, I was telling myself, don't say anything. Just be polite. Pretend none of this has happened. So when I got there, you know, this dude was just there also. I think he was equally planning to give me a piece of his brain, of course. Though I really... it didn't scare me. His piece of brain wasn't something that would have made me uncomfortable. But yeah, I could tell that dude was just there planning. And he was ready to meet me, because then on the call, it was like, do you know who you're talking to? Do you know who you're talking to? You know, he was trying to sort of like threaten me. Yeah, so when I got there, I found him with his friends and they were there standing, holding on to my parcel. Like before giving my parcel, it's like he wants to say a little something. So I just got there, very polite. And I told myself, you're not saying anything. Whatever this dude is going to tell you, just listen, get your parcel, say thank you, and walk away. So I eventually got there. I found this guy who was holding on to my parcel because I needed to pay him now. You know, yeah, I needed to pay him. And yeah, I just handed him the money. But he quite hesitated to give me my parcel because I know that he wanted to start a conversation. So what I did, I deliberately plugged in my headsets. So when I got there, like I didn't remove them. And I was playing music, of course, at quite a low volume, you know. But I intentionally didn't want to remove my headsets because then I thought they could send a signal to him that, well, I'm not interested in any conversation. All I want is my parcel. So I pay you, you give me my parcel. So I got there. I could see that dude wanted to talk. You know, just yeah, look, so why did you have to tell me that? I'm just like, man, I think we're done. We're not talking about it because it's not gonna solve nothing. You know, I'm here, here's your money, give me my parcel. Of course he was quite hesitant about it because it was so clear that he had a whole speech prepared for me, you know, but I made sure that I didn't make his wish, you know, come true. So, you see, kindness, toughness, whatever you're going to call it, it's always state of mind. So, if you're going to enjoy a peaceful space with your family, a peaceful space with your partner, your wife, your kids, your colleagues at work, you know, you're going to plan for the reality of that right before time. So if you're working at work, if you're driving to work, you tell yourself, I'm going to be as polite as I can be to everybody. I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to scream. I'll try to be as polite as I can be. So you're planning for the reality of that before time. You're driving home from work and you're going to meet your wife. You had a crazy day at work. You know, you're very angry about something. But right in the moment as you're driving home, you then begin to create the possibility of the reality of you then walking home, giving your wife a hug, finding out how her day was, and making sure that she doesn't feel the energy that you probably picked up from work. So that's something that then you plan ahead of time. So you create this mental space. You create this mental reality where it becomes easy to show kindness to people. It becomes easy to give grace. So it's all about being intentional. You know, if I wasn't intentional about approaching that guy without saying anything, as much as I was very angry, and I promise you, I think I had the worst of things I was going to tell that guy. But while I was approaching that space, I had to create a reality in my brain of approaching that guy with grace and with kindness. So it's something that I planned ahead of time before meeting him. But you see, if I just drove there without thinking about it, without making plans of how I was going to handle the situation, I was just going to drive there back, you know, step out of the car, walk to this guy, and just right then and there, start yelling at each other, you know, probably pick a fight, because I didn't plan for the reality of that space. Knowing very well that kindness is a state of mind. It's something that you plan for ahead of time. To say, today I'm going to be very kind. Today, I'm going to be approachable. Today, I'm going to smile. Today, I'm going to greet everybody that I meet at work. You're planning for the reality of that. So it's about being intentional. You tell yourself, I'm not going to do anything to hurt my wife today. I'm not going to do anything to hurt my kids today. I'm not going to do anything to hurt my girlfriend today. And you're intentional about it. So every temptation that you get to, you know, say hurtful words, the plan that you had ahead of time to then be kind and not to hurt your partner, then sort of like redirects you. But if you're going to approach relations, if you're going to approach associations with no plan of, you know, showing grace, you know, being kind, you're going to find yourself, you know, falling into the temptation of just, you know, being in the moment of a situation, and you just find yourself saying the craziest of things because you didn't plan for it. You didn't plan to be kind. You didn't plan to show grace. You didn't plan to say, you know, pretty words to your friends, to your sister, to your wife, to your girlfriend, you know, to your colleagues at work. So you make a plan. Today, I'm not going to say anything that's going to hurt her. I'm not going to say anything that's going to hurt him. You're planning for that space. Even before you step a foot in that space, you're stepping a foot there with the plan to show kindness, with the plan to show love. So you see, when you do that, you are consciously and actually subconsciously at the same time preparing yourself to encounter moments that you probably won't even like, that won't be close to your liking or to your preferences, but you're going to approach those moments with grace because you planned ahead of time to say, this space I'm walking in, I'm going to be the best version of myself. I'm going to be kind, I'm going to be polite, and I'm going to be considerate. This call I'm receiving, I'm going to handle this call with dignity. I'm going to handle this call with love. I'm going to handle this call with a thankful heart. I promise you, when we begin to make such deliberate steps, we'll find that our relations with people are always going to be something beautiful to remember. But then if we're just going to let everything, if we're going to leave everything to chance, there are actually very high chances that how we are going to respond to certain situations will leave us with, you know, countless regret, because then we didn't approach those moments with intentionality or with the plan. You know what I mean? And this is one of the major problems that, you know, we face in marriage, you know, in different relationships, at work, in your family, your relation with your parents, your siblings. Big problem really is that we leave everything to chance. We leave our calls to chance. We leave our moments around the dinner table to chance. And you want to know that anything, literally anything that is left to chance is very capable to obviously unfold into anything. So that moment around the dinner table, if it's left to chance, it's going to unfold. It's going to unfold into literally anything. It could be the best dinner moment with the family, or it could be the worst because it was left to chance. But if people then going to walk to that dinner table with purpose, with intentionality, that man, we're going to build a memory with our loved ones right around this table, I promise you that dinner moment will unfold into very beautiful, you know, memories, very, very beautiful moment. Because then people didn't walk towards that table without intention, without purpose. So I want you to take a moment and think about what then this life would look like if we were intentional about our approach to relationships, to friendships. Think about it. Guess how different this, you know, space would look like if we were to be very intentional about how we respond to calls, how we respond to, you know, the requests that we get from our friends, from our sisters. Think about it. If we're just intentional to say, man, I'm not going to hurt them, I'm going to be kind, I'm going to be considerate, I'm going to be understanding, and I'm going to be ready to give grace at any moment. So kindness is something that you can plan for ahead of time. Equally, toughness, you know, is something that you plan ahead of time. Remember what I said in my story? When I was driving, I was planning to go give that dude, you know, the craziest, you know, part of my brain. I was there driving and I'm planning. I'm like, what? This dude is gonna regret it. You know, I'm there driving and I'm bitter. You know what I'm saying? I'm very angry. But as I was approaching him, as I was approaching his location, I had to then plan to show him grace, to show kindness. So you see that kindness and, you know, rudeness, whatever it is, it's basically a state of mind, and it's something that we plan for, sometimes intentionally and sometimes actually unknowingly. But then just take a moment to think about how this world would be a different place if we began to approach our relationships, our friendships, with a little bit of some intentionality. So if you're driving home from work and you had a crazy day, You get home and you find your wife is, you know, watching TV, you know, pretty loud volume of some sort. And at the same time, she's plugged in her headsets and she's listening to music. That reality, that scenario, she's watching TV and it's very loud, but at the same time, she's plugged in her headsets, she's listening to music, but the TV is very loud. And you're from having a very crazy day. If you didn't drive home with the plan to show love and kindness to your wife, just that moment to mess up everything, you're probably going to yell at her like, what a minute, you know, you hate this, but then the volume on the TV is very loud. Like, that doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, that moment is capable to just trigger, you know, a fight, because it doesn't make sense. But then if you drove home with the plan, with an intention that I'm going to show love to my wife, immediately I get home, you know what you're going to do? You're just going to grab the remote, turn down the volume with love and respect, not with irritation, you know, not with bitterness, not with anger, because you planned ahead of time to show grace to your wife. And when you do that, you're going to kindly, gently, you know, drop a headset or whatever it is, give her a hug and say, I'm back home, hope you had a great time here, I love you, let me freshen up and catch up later. This is only possible if you drove home with an intention, to show love, to show kindness, and to show grace. So ladies and gentlemen, I want you to take a moment to just think about your relationship with your friends, with your family, with your parents, with your colleagues at work. Is this something that you've left to chance? And are you just letting moments unfold as they can? Or are you in charge of the moment? Are you in charge? Are you taking charge of how each moment then unfolds? Because then if you're gonna leave every moment to chance, it can literally unfold into anything. It can unfold to endless fights. But I feel it's about time that we got to take control of our moments and approach them with intentionality, planning ahead of time to then be kind, to then show love, to show grace to people. And I promise you, this will translate into building a very healthy community, a very healthy society. And in turn, we're going to have very healthy families and happy marriages, because then we are intentional about how we approach these relations. You know, responding to everything that comes our way with grace and with love. Planning ahead of time to not hurt people with our words, to not hurt our loved ones with our words, with our actions. And this takes a lot of intentionality and it takes a lot of work. So we gotta be decisive now to never leave everything to chance, because remember, everything that you leave to chance has the power to unfold into anything. And that anything can be some good anything or some bad anything. But I want us to begin to take charge of our moments and make sure that whatever unfolds from every moment is something but a very good and beautiful memory that then will probably live on beyond our time and beyond our names. Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.